that we question that we don't know is how they actually got up here. How they got up here and wrote their names up here, you know. There's a guy from 1922, Dan McCarthy from Drimmel League. There's one listed from 1922, from he did a master's in medicine, he did a medicine degree. So you have the various different names there as well too, and it's become a more modern thing now, because when I bring people up here, I give people the opportunity to write their names on the wall. So if any of you do have pencils or pens, if you want to find the spot somewhere, if you want to write your names.
Did you find out the oldest one? Do you know?
Well, actually,
that?
the oldest marking I can find is actually on the back of the door. So, okay. Like, when we go up, seeing we all have umbrellas now, when we go up and have a look, there's Hyde. There's Hyde from 1878. There was a Robert Hyde who was a staff member in 1876 to 1877, and we reckon that he went working in the library afterwards. So that's probably whose name's up there. So the 1878 is the youngest one that we have as well, that we have here as well too. What I find particularly strange about the whole thing is that there's a huge number of women's names up here at a time in the history of the university when there wouldn't have been that many female students. So there seems to be a high percentage of female students getting up here. Like, for instance, here you have the names, you've Kitty Murray, Ida Ryan, Nora Kelleher, Maureen McNamara, all in the same, they obviously all came up here at the same time, so may have been in the same class or all friends. So there's actually five women in that group and two men. So that's a very unusual kind of, I suppose you could say, at a time when there was far more male students than female. And it not necessarily, I mean, the history of UCC, it was not necessarily an easy place for women to be at various times. And I'm just going to read one small passage to kind of highlight that. Further on from this, in the 1950s, we had a president called Alfred O'Rahilly. He was the first registrar of UCC from 1920 to 1945. And after that, he became president of the university. Now, Alfred O'Rahilly was a very strict disciplinarian and very staunch Roman Catholic. In fact, after his wife died, he became a priest, and he was ordained a Monsignor afterwards. So some of the rules that he enacted around the university, like there was a kind of a phrase around the college called no canoodling on the quad. Like, he would personally intervene if he saw male students and female students being physically affectionate to each other.